Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Mr. Alexander Geisler. He is the Managing Director of the German Shipbrokers Association, based in Hamburg. It's a pleasure to welcome you to this interview, Alexander.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Always welcome. I always allow my interviewees, Alexander, to elaborate a little bit about their background. How come you are not working in Volkswagen or in a bank? Why are you in this position? Can you tell our...
Actually, I think this is because I'm like everybody else in the branch, I'm a kind of nerd. After I finished my legal studies, actually, I entered firstly the public service work for the parliament, for the local parliament here, but just a few months afterwards I quit it and I started my career actually at the legal department of Germanische Lloyd, the ship classification society during that days. But afterwards I finished my PhD thesis, and then I started actually as a press officer for the Shipbuilding Association in, let me go back in time, I think it was 2002, and I helped to build up the German shipbuilding sector. And during that time, from 2002 to 2010, we saw quite a busy sector here in Germany. If I reminded myself right, we saw shipyards like CITAS, for instance. They've assembled 1470 container ships per year, or Aker yards with 2700 ships. Sometimes some of them are still still active and in service, but that was the great good old time of German ship building. Yes. And afterwards, in 2011, I changed the sides because they looked for a new managing director of a German Shipbrokers Association. And as a nerd I was, I thought that I know everything about shipping, so I can also run a Shipbrokers and Ship Agent Association. But then I recognized, this is totally different stuff, and then I have to work and learn quite a lot.
I can imagine. I mean,
yeah,
this
it was a totally different word, but I like it. I love it, actually. I have to admit, I love it.
Shipping is the best. I fully concur. It's the best business in the world. And
absolutely, absolutely.
We never stop learning. But what can you tell our viewers about the German Shipbrokers Association? There are so many associations and clubs and whatnot around the world. Of course, the name reveals it, but what do you actually do there?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Quite a lot of my members are also asking this kind of question me every year on the annual meeting. But first of all, we are the representatives of a branch. So we work vis-a-vis to the administration and also to the politics and politicians to tell them what is going on in the maritime sector. So we have in our membership liner agencies, which means nowadays, of course, all the foreign ship owning companies and who are active in the German ports. We have port agents, we have sales and purchase agents, and we have chartering brokers.
Okay.
So we have, I think, 280 companies in our membership and around 5,000 to 6,000 people.
Wow.
Quite a lot of them are running big businesses. So we have Maersk in our in our membership, like also MSC. We are talking about port issues, about the upgrade of fairways. We are talking about fees. We are talking about disposal of sewage. We are talking about crew change. One of the big things during COVID, the COVID pandemic, was to organize vaccination campaigns for foreign seafarers, and we did it together with a sea mission here in Hamburg, especially in Hamburg, and we organized something around 5,000 to 6,000 vaccinations for seafarers. That used to be, for quite a lot of them, the first opportunity to go on shore again after 6, 8, 9 months, just to be on shore for 1 hour to get the vaccination. And for quite a lot of these people, it was the Yeah, the gateway to come home. So
Yeah.
it was the absolute requirement to go to the airport and to go home. So this was and it was something special for us. And by the way, we are publishing indices like our Fixbo for short sea shipping, and we are publishing the new context charter rates for certain types of the tram fleet, container tram fleet.
Okay.
We're doing this on a regular basis, on a weekly basis, actually.
Okay.
So we do from AV asbestos on board on ships
Yeah.
to Z in Germany. Customs is written with a Z, so we do also the customs stuff.
Ah,
So
yeah, that's
how to send data digitally
yeah.
to the customs and to organize an efficient way to organize the data is flowing to everybody who needs it.
Okay, so basically, you are a branch organization that stands together in order not to be bullied by politicians who doesn't know anything about your of shipping, I
Absolutely,
suppose.
yes, and yeah, this is one of the points, and to avoid new requirements which could do our business more heavy, or to yeah, we try to keep the best way, the best framework to do our business here, which means easy port, easy access to the ports, good hinterland connection, but also all the stuff for the personal people to get access to the ships and
Yeah.
doing business in a very, very good way. And of course, we're talking also about taxes, we're talking about labor protection laws and stuff like that. Yeah,
Yeah.
regulation in general. But
It's
we have also a very funny side. We are also organizing social events.
Oh, yeah.
I think the well known is the Eisbein event.
Yeah.
So we are also organizing our annual shipbroking event since 1948, actually. The first started then after
Yeah.
the war. And and we changed the whole concept, and we are now hosting around 2,000 people. But we used to be 6,000.
Wow.
But nowadays we have our annual dinner, if you would like to say so, with 2,000 people, and this is a very, very good opportunity. Around the Eisbein event, we have a whole Eisbein week. Because everybody is inviting all his clients, and they come together to Hamburg and to visit all the friends,
Of course.
partners, stuff like that, whatever. So, and we do also social events. So we never ever organize something with golf. I think this is quite normal to playing golf. So, but
Yeah.
we started actually organizing padel tournaments, especially for
Ah.
the youngster. So next
Right.
week in Bremen, we will get one, and we will have a pre-Eisbein padel tournament.
Okay. Wow, that's
And we are organizing barbecues to attract the members to come together to do the connection, to do the network, of course. Yeah.
I think that's a fantastic, that's a very novel idea, and very good that you do that, because we need to attract, especially young people who are pulled in all directions, we need to attract them to this wonderful shipping world, right?
Yes. And not only to the shipping world itself, but also to attract them to go to the association meetings to
Yeah.
meet other people. So
Yes.
we see after COVID, and there was also the trend to be in the home office and to
Yeah.
send emails instead of talking.
Yeah.
So sometimes we have to give them lessons to speak to other people again.
Yeah.
So you know that shipping is about trust, and shipping is about communication, and
Yeah.
shipping is about networking. And as a youngster, you have to go out and to build up your network. And if once you've got one, this
Yeah.
will grow with you over your whole career. And this is the
Exactly.
message we try to give a youngster. So
Yeah.
on Friday, this Friday, on the 5th of June, we will have a big youngster meeting.
Oh, yeah.
This is only for youngster under 35.
Okay.
And we have the youngster itself as a group of youngsters who are, responsible to organize that stuff, and they are going out and try to find sponsors for that. And the more sponsors we get, the more money they have for beer and to do
Of course.
networking, of course. Yeah, this is also about it's part of a shipping business to have
Yeah.
fun, actually. So
Of course.
this is but these are the way to attract people to come together and to do the network.
Yeah.
And networking is very, 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 very important for your personal success in the business.
Yeah,
And this is the message the youngster get. And we at the moment, of course, like everybody else in a world of a shrinking population, you see challenges hiring new youngsters,
yeah,
people.
true.
But at the moment, yeah, it's of course it's not that easy that it used to be 20 years ago. But we still have a proper number of youngsters who are, yeah, delighted to come to the branch, and they
Yeah.
see the opportunity. So one of we have a kind maybe or a specialty here in Germany that we have a, yeah, semi-employed and semi-public funded education system. Half time of the youngsters are employed by the company, but half time they are sent to a public funded school. And then they have to pass an exam, and then they are what we call in German Schifffahrtskaufmann or
Yeah.
Schifffahrtskauffrau. This title is protected by law, and also the content of the exams and of the education and the training is also defined by the public side together with the companies and with the sector. So that we have also as an association influence on how to organize the training and how to secure, yeah, the next generation coming up
Yeah.
for our business. So this is
I
very, very interesting for us, yeah.
yeah. I think you do a really a great job there in raising awareness and getting people to meet each other and having these events. I suppose calling you a kind of a club and an association, there's a membership fee. I mean you can't, there's no free lunch for anyone, so I suppose you have an annual fee that you need to
Yes,
pay.
we have a fixed fee of 1,250 euros,
Ah,
so
that's
it's quite
okay.
affordable. So certain subscriptions are more expensive than our fee,
Sure.
and we are also yeah, it's no secret, but we also receive some revenue from the Eisbein event or other events.
Right.
So, but actually, we have a very small budget, but up to now it worked
Yeah,
quite
no,
good.
but
So, and of
that's
course, we
good.
are also trying to raise the awareness of the public itself on shipping, how important shipping is for the
Yeah.
economy and for
Yeah.
the population. So, especially during COVID, some people recognize that they cannot get any time the stuff they wanted because the shipping connection were disrupted, or the container disappeared, or even when they're ever given stuck
Ever given,
in the Suez Channel or whatever. So actually, I saw that the colleagues, I think from Stella Maris in the US, they started with a slogan, no shipping, no shopping. And
yeah.
we brought this slogan also on a sticker, and we are distributing this kind of sticker everywhere where we go, to a hearing in the parliament. We put it on laptops of politicians, we put it on the
That's
laptops
good.
of our board members and the companies. And I also said to the youngster, here you've got 500 of these stickers, please distribute it around the city, just to get the attention of the public that shipping is of course something everybody knows that it happened, but if it not happens and if not work properly, you get in trouble. And
Oh,
this is what we like to bring in the mind of the people.
yeah. You know, it's funny. I've been playing. My dad's a sea captain. He passed away last year, but
Oh.
that's how I got into this. And we were thinking at one time, if all the seafarers went on strike one day or one just 1 week, the whole world would come to a stop.
Absolutely.
Very simple. And it's it.
Yeah,
it
we go if we go back in time in 2014, there was a semi-final Germany against, I forgot the name of the match played against Germany, but actually, this was the official excuse for a strike here at the terminal. So no container. Yeah, there was a strike, and it was impossible to put a trainer on the rail to go out of the port or bring new coaches by rail to the port. So this
Yeah.
means after 6 hours, it was impossible to put new containers on the track in Munich. Only 6 hours. It took 6 hours to
Yeah.
bring the whole railway
To a
network to a
standstill.
stop.
It is really this liquid has to flow all the time. We can see the Straits of Hormuz, and also, as you mentioned, Ever Given went across in the Suez Canal, and people didn't get their flat screen as they wanted, you know. So it's a lesson. May I ask
Yes,
also,
please.
Alexander, are you then also in contact with other national shipbrokers association? I mean, on a
Yes.
European level, because
Yes.
EU wants to have the finger everywhere, you know.
This is a big problem actually for us. So once we talk about certain issues like the national single windows, so the idea that you once you give an information about the ship, it was entered once and everybody in Europe can get this information from somewhere. This
Yeah.
is works only in theory, so but we should not talk about that. This would take hours, and it could
Yeah.
also break my heart talking about issues like that. But I have to admit, due to such issues, we have a very, very close and very appreciated network on a European level. It's ICASPA,
Oh,
and
yeah.
we have the same with FONASPA on an international
I have for last yeah.
level. FONASPA is our international umbrella organization, very
Yeah.
well known. We work closely with organizations with like BIMCO,
BIMCO,
or and also we have also an observer status at IMO level to
yeah.
to raise the card, especially for the role of a ship agent. So we brought definition of a ship agent to certain IMO documents, and this was very important to get a kind of attention and also protection for ship agents going on board. This was very important during the pandemic time, of
Yeah,
course.
definitely. No, that was a big lesson for us all. In your organization, so mainly you would say it's ship brokers, shipping agents, liner agents, chartering. Freight forwarders are not so much part of your organization, I
No,
suppose.
no, no, no. They have their own,
All right.
organization, and of course, at certain issues we are partners, and of course we're also the market,
Yeah.
the other market side.
Good.
So if we are talking about rates or freight, then they are sometimes also enemies, to like to
Yeah,
say it
of
so.
course.
But well-known, well-recognized enemies. But it's a hard word. But of
Yes.
course, it's a friendship on distance.
Yeah, I understand. You know, in the States they have FMC, which kind of regulates things, and often you see FMC dish out very huge fines, let's say, to ship owners who take advantage. Like, for example, during the pandemic, by charging too much detention or whatever. In Europe, we don't have that, do we? I mean, there's no.
No, it's not true. It's not true. We have the antitrust organization authorities, and they are watching very closely on the market. So you always receive, we have groups who are always accusing the European ship owners that they are misuse the opportunities they get out of tonnage tax regimes to introduce certain transportation ways or their ownership of terminals or whatever to bring that under the tax tonnage scheme. But we never ever saw any kind of proofs, and we also saw with I remember that there that the European Commission looked very closely on the market during COVID, especially they started. Kind of how do you say examination on the freight rates, and they said that they didn't see any kind of misusing or misuse by the shipping companies. So we had the situation, especially at the beginning of COVID. We had the situation that the dwell time of containers doubled or tripled due to the fact that the people in the States disappeared. So due to the COVID, so we had no truckers, we had no people working in the storages, we had no people working on the railway. So and if you bring your container from China via Long Beach or Los Angeles, you are also forced to bring the container on the other side of a continent, because 2/3 of the people are living on the east side.
That's right.
So and In this on this way, all the containers disappear, and
Yeah.
we went. We when we started or we went in the pandemic, also with a very thin polster of container
Yeah.
itself. So
Yeah.
we had more capacity on the ships than containers in the market.
Yeah.
So this was the reason why everybody invested in container itself during that time
Yeah.
to get container. So this is
Yeah.
also the reason. For instance, I saw that the Indians they said to protect their economy they prohibited certain imports from China.
Yeah.
But suddenly they recognized that they need these con import containers for organizing their own export.
Yeah.
So, and they had no empties anymore
Yeah.
due to the fact that the last container assembly line was closed down 3 years ago, before that in India. So, this
Yeah.
is the reason why India is now investing in a container facility to build up a new assembly line for con building container for themselves
Yeah.
to get a kind of independence. But these kind of dependencies between all the sectors, what will happen when a container disappears in the States, when we don't have a lorry truck driver there, the dwell time doubled, tripled, and what this means also for the rates for us or for the for opportunity to get empties. This was also one of our duties during COVID to explain what is going on in the market, so nobody had a clue about it. They always said shipping is working anytime, anywhere, and something. Yeah, it's something. It's working. Behind the curtains, nobody has to care about it. Oh, but you have to care about it. It's like a diamond. You have to polish it a little
All the
bit.
time, yeah. I
Yeah, all
think
the time. Yeah.
we can say we cannot sail alone. I mean, we are simply part of each other, and it has to function. Or if it's broken somewhere, it will have ripple effects somewhere else. There's
Yeah, absolutely.
no
Yeah,
getting away
yeah.
from that. Very, very interesting, Alexander. Certainly, I'm sure that our viewers here will enjoy what you are telling them. One of the final questions that I want to put to you. Is there any, are you developing the association with new ideas or new things or IT, AI? Are you have any other buzzwords, or are you just continuing as you are?
No, you can't continue like you are. You always need a mind of change to adopt all the things which are going on in the world. So of course we are talking about AI, which impact will this have on our business, on our daily jobs. Fortunately, the impact is not that big up to now. That we thought it would be, so we are still there. Also, the agents are still there. I still see a very high need for agents and also for brokers. So, but we are, of course, have always to invent ourselves, and we have to criticize our business model. What we try to do actually is to. Yeah, to raise the attention, especially to women to come to our branch, to increase the female share of employees in the sector. And it should also become more or less normal that females are getting in the highest position of a branch and the sector is still not that normal. It should be, but in our opinion, we support the idea that a shipping company is a mirror of a normal society. So all the things which are normal in the society should also be normal for our companies itself and organization.
I can only agree. I have a female boss at home. Why shouldn't I have it at the office? So.
This is what an old white man is always saying, but no, but beside the joke, I understand it, but it should be a normal thing. So this is
Of
why
course.
we cooperate with Wista. So I'm
Yeah, oh, that's
also
good.
I am the first ambassador for the German Fister organization
Ah,
to for diversization and also for inclusion, to
that's
bring all this
interesting.
idea, yeah, to bring this idea also yeah, in the front of a discussion, and it
Very
should be normal.
interesting.
And of course, we are also talking about the influence we see by what is going on in the Middle East, what is going on in Ukraine, and what we also try to promote more and more is the international network to the members. So
Yeah.
once we have a problem somewhere, we can help to call the people to find a solution.
Yeah, very good.
This
This is
is
a
also what how we could try to use the new technologies,
yeah, sure.
to make things faster and more
Yeah.
efficient. Yeah, of course, this is true.
It's
This is true.
I have to say, you are living in one of my favorite places of the world, Hamburg. You are well known in Germany as a shipping giant. So, and now you mentioned this new thinking about linking up with Vista and others. I think, yeah, you're at the forefront. It's really, really great to hear. I want to say, formally, Alexander, many thanks for this interview.
Absolutely. And don't forget, no shipping and no shopping. And if you have time, please come to the Eisbein event. We will have also an Eisbein event, not only in Hamburg, but also in Durban, South Africa. So
Oh
if you
yeah.
don't have the time to come to Hamburg, go to South Africa
Yeah.
and spread the news. No shipping, no
Yeah.
shopping. And thanks
So
to the colleagues from Stella Maris for
yeah.
inventing this
Yeah,
sentence.
you can certainly count on me. Please do keep me informed with your events. So
Absolutely, yeah.
then I'll say to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Alexander Geisler, the Managing Director of the German Shipbrokers and Shipping Agents Association, based in Hamburg. A very interesting gentleman and also a very interesting and versatile organization that he represents. So do contact him if you have any questions or want to join his exclusive club. For me in Project Cargo Weekly, thank you very much for now and keep you posted until the next issue. Thank you very much.
Thank you.